Good morning, Rishonim Chayyadim, Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Beis, Siman Gimel. Now, the Chayyadim says that foods which are edible raw, which you want to cook, an apple, a regular apple, which can be edible raw, but you decide you want to make baked apples. Food which can be eaten raw, could go in peiros, fruits, v'cholav, or milk, there's not a concern the person might come to be mechata, because worse comes to worse, it doesn't get cooked. It's edible as is. So again, even though he wants to have it cooked, so but the necessity to be mechata is less. The urgency, the that which a person might feel pressured and need to be mechata because he wants to have the food usable, is much less because he knows he can use it as is. And therefore, chazal when agrees there shem mechata. Okay, now the Chayyadim discusses. If you put it into the oven and you seal it, so the concern that a person might come to go into the oven where the coals were and to stir is not possible because it's sealed. You might unseal it, but again, during the time the person will unseal it, that takes time, and we assume that somewhere in that process he will remind himself that it's Shabbos because it's not easily done. It takes time. There's steps to it. By the time he finishes all the steps, he's going to remind himself that it's Shabbos. And not be mechata. This would work for us nowadays if we could have a way to seal it that it's impossible to be mechata. But since our chitui takes place by the knobs, so even if a person would seal their oven, it would not take away this concern because the concern for us is not going into the oven where the coals were and stirring the coals. The concern is turning the knob, and that's still there. So this solution that he discusses will not be applied. Okay, now the Chayyadim discusses, what about a situation where a person did not keep this halacha and put the food up without not enough time to cook? And Baruch Hashem, he wasn't mechata. He didn't do anything wrong, but he didn't listen to Chazal. Did Chazal give the person a knas that say, we can, since you did not listen to us, you're not allowed to use this food or not? So we're going to skip down, and he says, to report, he says, Vim over v'nosan. If the person went against the halacha and put the food up to cook too close to Shabbos, b'shogeg ve'ein lo ma yoichol mutter. So in a situation where the person did not know the halacha, or he forgot the halacha, forgot that it's usur, and this is the only food that he has for Shabbos, so then we're going to allow him to use that food. Now the Chayyadim gets involved in removing the bread from the oven, which that was relevant when they used to bake the bread on the actual walls of the oven. So Chazal had a concern about that. So he discusses that. We're going to skip that. Skip to the next line, or two lines down. Being b'mezid, that's the case of a person was shogeg. But a case of a person knew the halacha. He knew that he's not allowed to put it there, but did it anyway. Bein b'pas, bein b'shad devorim, osur matzoh Shabbos. The halacha is that the person may not use that bread, may not use that food on Shabbos, even though he has nothing else to eat. We're not talking about a case where a person put it up on Shabbos itself. That's obviously much more of a problem. We're talking about a person put it up close to Shabbos without enough of time for it to cook before Shabbos. So that's going to be usur. Now, the Chayyadim has not discussed, is there another way to do this where we could solve our problem by putting it up close to Shabbos, even though it's not cooked enough? But we're going to take away the concern of Shema Yechata by covering over the coals, would be the case of the Gemara, or covering the knobs, which would be our modern version of it, covering the fire, as a reminder that a person should not come to be mechata and not come to stir the coals. So the Mor does suggest such a possibility. And we will need to clarify those halachas, Beis Hashem, in the next shiur. And meanwhile, have a good day.